Friday, Terem Ashta Chafei, Av Tav Shnayin Zayin, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. This Shabbos, Habalein Uloteva, Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Re'ei, Shabbos Varchim, Chodesh Elul. And we know that Re'ei is connected to Elul. It's Merumas in the Pasuk. First Pasuk. The whole Pasuk is always Merumas in every first Pasuk. The whole Elul is a Merumas in the Pasuk. In fact, Sforim HaKadosh Mitzvah Philosophic says Re'ei, Reish Aleph Hei. You're not going to be a genius. Aleph is Elul, Reish Hei is Rosh Hashanah. And Elul Rosh Hashanah is Gimatria, Ksima Lachsima Teva. Right? And that's why we start blowing Shofar, Shofar b'milui is Gimatria, Elul Tishrei. That meant, Re'ei, Anoichi, Noisim, Lifneichem, Ayayim. Ayayim refers to Rosh Hashanah, Kiyadua, in Zohar. Aber Lifneichem, even beforehand, in the month of Elul, Kemaimer, Hayadua, Achrei Isha, Achrei Ari, Le'achrei Isha, in this month when it begins, the Re'ei has some hint of how one could come to achieve through Tkiyah Shofar, through Tshuva, the union of the Ksiva Chsima Tov. And one has to understand the Pnimius and Yonim, how is this Pasuk, by the way, Re'ei Anoichi Noyusin Lefneichem Ayoim Baruch HaKlova, is Gimatria, as everyone already worked out, Tiku B'Choy the Shofar, which is the month, El is the month where the whole month we blow Shofar. What is the connection between the Pasuk, Re'ei Anoichi, to Tkiyah Shofar, Avoid of El? So to understand that, the Pnimius, let me just be makdum another Hakdoma to the Hakdoma. The well-known story that the Magid of Trisk once came to a city near Krakow, and Hamoin people came to see him, and there was Azal, Lachat, Zadchak, people couldn't see. So Trisk Magid told his Mashbakim to pick him up in a chair. Everyone should see him. Everyone should see his Surak Gusha. And he said, right? Kikstich of Mir. Right? Look at me, because you do, I'm repeating it, but the whole Alichas and Svarim Magdashim, the Estaklus, to look at a Tzaddik, as the Gemara says, also Estaklus, the Brasha, is Merubah Mi Zatoiv. If you look at the Tzura of a Tzaddik, it's Mizaki, it's a school of a Kaman Yon. The Rishner was once going to Kalim for the Chasin of his son, and he passed by Pinsk, which is Mamish next door. And he told people and everyone, anyone who sees my Tzura will not see Pnei Gehen. Well, then if they hear, the Trisker Magid said, anyone who sees my tzura won't die without truth. This is the Lelev Rebbe told over the story. And he said, that's Pshat Re'ei Anoichi Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Kal Yisrael, kicks mich on. So Tzidzkim. Umbe'emes, the Lelev Rebbe didn't make it up. It's Arachayim HaKol, it's just be Parsha. Ober Me'iduch, there's a Maisi Yedua brought in Chiddush Arim ala Torah, that once a Chosid came to the Chiddush Arim, and it was in Varsha, it's in Ger, and he's standing by his door, and I kicked. Chiddush Arim asked him, what are you looking here? So he said, it's an Indian to see Pnei Tzadik. So Chiddush Arim said, kulam tzadikim. More important than looking at me, look of Zich, look innovating. Right? Oh, but this story is a very deep story. In other words, it's not just that Elul, Re'ei Anoichi, is an in of Cheshbin HaNefesh, Libidinafshe, was felt by Mir. Aber the Cheshbin HaNefesh is connected to the Amir Kulam Tzadikim, to go and to find the Oitzris, the Matmoinim, the diamonds, which are Tomun within every one of us. You do it, the Maisa, I've said countless times, that Rabbi Bina Pshisli used to kach, the Maisa with Rabbi Isaac, Rabbi Yekulishul, and Krakow, where the guy had a dream. Whatever, my wife is an Enikul Begalmuk, he's going to fetch her. He had a dream by the Amoin HaMelech in Prague. There's an Oitzer, and the Shoiter says, Shoiter, I had the dream. And that's how he became wealthy, and he built the shul which stands Ad HaYoyim HaZeh in Krok, if you're ever there. In other words, there's Matmanias, there's Oitzers, there's treasures buried within us. Re'ei Anuichi, there's many other stories I can have. Incoming, I have a lot to say, a little time. A person has to look to find the good and the incredible potential. Forget the Sforim HaKadoshim Tait, Re'ei Anuichi. The Mar Vashamer says, we all know the Pshat of the Magid of Zlot, because whatsoever, Anoichi Oimi Ben Hashem Alekeichem Lochem, the Ich, the ego, the self, the Gaiva, is that which separates a Yid from the Eberster. But here it says, Re'ei, this same Anoichi could either be a Brocha, if it's Vayig Belibe Ben Arki Hashem, or the Chas Vashalom Fakert. And this is the Indian that Re'eyon Luyichi one has to find, to have that gaiva of Kedusha, Cherev Gavosecha, through that is the Atal, but I'm saying, Mitidrech, Vishlech, and Svarim Akdashim, Yidin Amenatzeach, when they appreciate their own Ma'il, which is somehow alluded to in the central theme of this Pasuk, Re'eyon Luyichi. They have to understand, A, what is, how is Re'eyon Luyichi connected, Ki Yashofer, the Avoid of Chedish El, and what's this Indian of trying to dig to find these treasures buried within us, which is Merumas in the Re'eyon Luyichi. Okay. The Hektim, Kashis on the Pasuk. I'm skimming through them, because otherwise we'll spend the whole shiur asking the Kashis. But just the Hektim. Re'ei Anoichi Noyisir Lefneichem Ayoyim Baruchu Kol. First of all, why does Satmar Rebbe ask of this form, Re'ei? The Dvar Hashem, you should say, Shimu, Shema. It's past of words, you say you hear, you don't see words. Nachdem, all the Mepharshim ask, Re'ei Anoichi Loshin Yochid. Individual, you, singular. Anoichi Noyisir Lefneichem Loshin Rabbe. If you're using really re'ei, you could have to say re'u, not re'ei. So there's a medrash which says, "Bemis is merumah is already in the pirush harosh alatayrim, belaturim alatayrim, chayim hakadosh." All this form re'ei anuichi shebaseres hadibros. Find the anuichi of the ten. What in the world? I said, "Mashayt l'haseres hadibros." There's another medrash plea which everyone brings: re'ei anuichi shebaseres hadibros. Yeah, mikan shekol Yisrael arevim zeloze. Where do you see anywhere that re'ei anuichi, the anuichi of aseres hadibros is the charaya that what? Where do you see arvus here in the parsha? Lefneichem zigrafstein lochem. Lefneichem hayoyim. And if it wouldn't say hayoyim, obviously I'm giving you shiras today and not yesterday, not tomorrow. Bifrat Rashi says, when are these brachos to close? Hagrizim arevus. So it's not the hayoyim. What's Re'ei Anuichi of Hayoyim? Then it says Bracha Uklola. What would you say if you were writing Chachmonolastan the Torah? What would you have said? I would have said Bracha Oiklola. It's a Bracha Oraker. Then you come to Sforim Akdashim is brought, the Yid HaKadosh is brought, the Yid of Lev and the Yid of Ponim, he brings, and the Kristiantiv. The Aklola is Nutrikun VaKeren Kayemes Loyla Oilam Habo. Now, someone who's critically challenged will look at Azavot and say, you know, I've never seen it. It says Klola, and come these great tzaddikim, the Yidak called the Shekhena, Vaklola is Vakaren Kayem. So, what in the world? How do you. Bechal, the whole Pasuk is Sorach Ian, the Rechem, Mamash Me'enu, what do I need this whole Pasuk? And what do you mean the Abish giving a Bracha Klola? We learned Schar Mitzvah Amaleka. And there's a Ribu Midrashim. I have no time. I'm going to go through 13 midrashim with the Rebbe Kashis. The Chazal connector, the Re'ei Anuichi, is that's why when you read the Teichacha, you only call up one person, and it's not Lora Oschem, a lot of midrashim which are very tzorachim, which I'm not have time to run through, but will be Nisyashiv, right? If you think what I'm saying, okay. Vabir. Speaking about Kiyah Shofar, everyone knows the famous Lashon HaRambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Teshuva. Afal Pishas Kiyah Shofar is Geres HaKosovu, Remez Yeshboi, Kolomer Uri Yeshena Mishinaschem, Vatei Mikitzu Mitzad Demaschem, Vechivzu Masechem, Vechizru Betshuva, Vezikru Barachem, El HaShechem, Ezeus Bahav Asman. It's a wake-up call, right? Continues the Rambam, Lefichoch, since we have this Kiyah Shofar, this Uri Yishenim, the Tzorah Kol Adam Shira Atzmi Kol Hashana Kula Ki the Chetz Yav Zakei, the Chetz Yav Chayiv, the Chayin, the whole world is Chetz Yav Zakei, the world isn't you yourself personally, individually, the whole world is balanced 50-50, you do one mitzvah Ashrav Shekriyas Atzmi Kol Adam Kula the Chavzchus, Umevi Ugarim Loiv Lehem Tshuva Atzola Shenemar Tzadik Yisud Eil. So all the Meforshim ask on the Rambam, these are two wonderful, uplifting, inspiring ideas, right? One is that Uri Yishenim Shinaschem, and another is the world is balanced. What is the Lefichoch here? Because Shofar is Uri Yishenim, Asher Alkin, you have to view the world as being balanced. So let's say a vort, which is based on, I think from a Sefer Parde Sodei, from Schlesinger, but it's the memist of the Sichus Musar of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. So you saw that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has it over and over, even the new Sichus Musar that came out recently, over repeats. Here, let me be hectic. Let's take the start off. This famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, you all know, Perik Beis. Reb Yechon Mazakai has five Talmidim. Tzur, Re'u, Eizeder, Chishar, Shevel, Odom, one says left, Toiv, Chavet, Toiv, Shochen, Toiv, Ayin, Toiv. And Reb Shimon Shimon Asanul says what? Hadroi Yasanul, a bit off the beat. Okay. Then it comes Eizah Derech Rav, that a person stay away from. Ayin Rav, Chavera, Shachin Rav, Leiv Rav. Reb Shimon says what? Leiv Roshav Elo Yishal. Echad Leiv Menah, 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 Mokim. And Nehemar, we get the Pasuk. Shenehemar, Leiv Roshav Elo Yishal. There's 613 mitzvahs. You're not allowed to wear shatan. You're not allowed to kosher hora. What if they took this prat of loiva roshav al yishalim and medem b'stabatadam? The mid the role of clothes kolat kula is a person who borrows money. The emes is the velt says right. It doesn't say loiva roshav al loim mishalim v'lo yishalim right. The chatchila when he borrowed the money he never had intention. So the chagav. There's a thousand ways to ask people to do business. A thousand ways to count the guilt. Right? So Chaim says, so I'm going to take a word. We find a chazal, the Seftim, Sechta Brochus, the Skenim sat by Rabbi Shua. Why did Yehuda, why was Yehuda Zuchet to Malchus? That he became Loy, Lazare, Achratil, Melech HaMashiach. It comes from Yosser Shevet Yehuda. Right? Because Yehitzel is Ochim Miramisu. Because Yehuda, when they wanted to kill Yosef, he said, right? And they listened. That's very great mitzvah, right? Mitzvah, where is the midah connected midah? Why is the schar of Yehuda saving Yosef that he was granted Malchus? Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz Amir Tikavot. It wasn't for the saving of a life per se. The Chura day was a din. Al pi Teira, lefi, the Das HaShvotim, they sat as a Sanhedrin, as a Bezin, and they said, Yosef, I really just see whatever, and they were down him lemis. And Yehuda was part of this Bezin. Is Mikora Mikasov or Lusayf Mikasov? Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Yehuda taka held of the Psak. But afterwards he made a Cheshbin v'chisinu as domi. We're going to have to cover up, we can't publicize this. If you, and if a person for a psak, whether it's a rav, I once had an interesting child. So I called up a psak, a choshev, a gadol, whatever, right? And he said, you have to do kach v'kach v'kach, or if you say that I told you so, I'll deny it publicly. When the newspapers come, I never asked the fellow a shayla ever again. If you give a psak, and you can't stand by with integrity, the psak, hey, shishka psak. So said Chaim Shmuel Levitz. If Yehuda is giving a psak that Yosef is chayev misu, mitzad, whatever, and then you can't take achrayus for your psak, you're not a snishka psak. When a person does something in life, he has to be willing to be proud and to stand up for it. And that's the bechina, through that you're zuichet to malchus. The tafkid of a melech, to work on behalf of Kal Yisrael, is to take achrayus. The Gemara says, Shol ba'achas ve'olsulei, David b'shtayim ve'loy olsulei. Why? Shol did one aveira. Shol is b'shichmi l'mayi l'gavoyim. Right? You did one aveira. But when the Navi Shmuel challenges you and you say, ki yareisi u'neha om, hos meira fun menshin, oy bazoy is you're not a gedder of a melech, as the Gemara says, ein al gaba ve'lashem alikob bilvod. Right? You're not willing to take a chrayis. You're not willing to giving a psak, but you're not willing to sign the psak. That's it. And therefore, Yehuda, whether it was the Maisa of Tomer, Hoyda Vilay Bush, the Yisoid of Yiddishkeit is the willingness to take responsibility for actions. Therefore, Asher Alkein, if a person is human and he's frail, and I always tell people, sin is to the soul what the common cold is to the body, sooner or later we all catch it. Aber the Iker punishment you always see is what? Not for that Veira per se, but for the willingness to shoulder, to what do you call it in English? Pass the buck and to engage in point this one. It's my wife, it's my kids, it's my rabbi, it's my other, right? Society, it's Heinde Gedor, whatever. The lack of willingness, you find this by Kayin Vehevel. The Abishter says to Kayin, Ei Hevel Achicha. So Kayin says, how do I know? Ashemer Ochi Anuichi. Why does he use the word Anuichi? Say Chazal that Kayin Chutz Bechav B'Mayla says to the Eibishter, "Hey Eibishter, you're the Anoichi, you created, and you were the one who rejected me, right? Yeah? I brought up a korban together with my brother Hevel, right? And Vayish Hashem Hevel Kayin Vimlechosi Lisho. So I have road rage. I have a searing sense of inferiority. My shrink told me that and therefore I couldn't help it. I killed him. And where were you, Abish, that you're supposed to be the one who guards the entire world? Why weren't you Shomer Hevel? Why didn't you protect him from me in my moment of wrath? That's why it says in Medrash, the Anoichi Hashem Alikecha, which is the term he used, Hashem Ochi Anoichi, is Kineged Loisirtzuch. Because the first murder in the world was using the Anoichi of Anoichi Hashem Alikech. So the Eber said, Azoi Navanad, Atlas. If Kayan would have been Moid the Chatosi, the Eber would have been Moichu. You can't bring yourself, you every excuse in the world. Get lost. The Huatin, his father, or the Marishan sin, grievously brought Churban, death, suffering into the world. And the Eber says, why did you do it? So what does he say? Huish, blame the wife. That's somewhere in the one of the Rashiva said, the taka, the siba of all the chet is listening to your wife. Right? But what's the Ali B'damas, you're not taking responsibility. You're blaming your wife. There's a word, a famous word I say always in the Divrei Chaim. The Gemara says, Yume Heichidom Mitzhuva, what's Amos Mitzhuva? But you say Isha, but you say Mokim. With the same person said, if only I had a more understanding spouse and a better society. The same place, the same, with all the same circumstances, and there you do shu. And that's why the Pasuk says in Capital Bay, in Yirmiyah, Hineni Nishpat Oysach Al Oimrech Loichatosi. The Iker punishment is what? Not for the chet per se. Over the lack of like shoulders to take the burden and responsibility, that is mavet. And therefore, the yisuid in Yiddishkeit is the derech ro that a person should run away from is loy v'rosh v'lo yishal. A person, it's not that I can't afford circumstances, is that a person borrows and he goes into chuvis and he refuses to l'chatchila. When he took the loan, I could do an action and the consequences, the repercussions, the implications of what I'm doing is irrelevant. That's the churban of it. Be'emes is connected to Tkiyah Shofar. Why is it? One of the reasons is brought in this forum. Why do we have 30 days we blow Shofar? Because the din is going about Messiah. You misadder to a Baal Chuyv, he's guilty. Helpish to Gel, doesn't have the cash flow crisis. You give him 30 days to misadder in Yonuf. The emes is everyone knows that we're about Chuyv to the Ebrish, for all that we've been given. So the Ebrish gives you 30 days that you shouldn't be a Bechina from Loi Verosh of Yishol. And Chaim Shulevitz goes a step further. Just like the yisoid of all negativity and the punishment is dafka for al omrech lo yichatosi, not accepting responsibility. Faker, when a person accepts achrayus for what he has to do, he's granted kuyichus nu mailus yata deshmailu le mailu min amishu. Example. On the pasuk, toiv yishchoni nu malvi yichal kalvora ben mishpo, so Chazal say, when it comes to your own physical pleasure, always go financially a bit less than your resources that you have. Don't splurge, don't less than you have. When it comes, don't walk around like a shnora, that you're allowed to equal to what you have. You have the money, do you, according to your resources. When it comes to your wife and children, give them, endow them more than you could afford. Why? Shehein tluyin boiv hu tolib misha amar v'ohoyu. So don't remafli. How could you be mechabed your wife and children more than you have? Right? Says Rav Chaim, that's gufa the Gemara's answering. Shehein tluyin b'cho, right? They tolib in you, and you're tolib misha amar. In other words, if a person accepts the responsibility to his family, he's a mekabal achrayis, then the Eibishter gives him and finds a way, he's not mevater, his achrayis, the Eibishter gives him gevalt min ha-shamayim. And this you see in, says Rav Chaim in Parshas Baalu Yisro. The Eden come annual, they're constant kvetching and cressing and being mis'oinim. We want meat. Man is not good enough, we want flesh. So what does Moshe say to the Eibishter? Very sharp words. Lomari, Yisalav Decho, Lomari, Pekami Necho. Right? Losi, it says, Masakol, Amazelai, Hanoichi, Harisi, Yisal Amazel, Milechi, Zitiu. Have I conceived these people? Have I carried them? Have I given birth to them? Right? Kitoimere, Lai, Seil, Bechekecha, Kashi, Yisal. That I have to carry them like a mother carries. Me'ayinli bosom. So all the mafarshim asked, and if you would have given birth to Klal Yisrael, you would have. You only have what you have. The fact that how does that answer why? No, who adin, when a person realizes that I'm an achroi for something, the Eibishter gives. The Eibishter gives gewaldige keuches l'mailen medile vagbol. Or Ber Moshe Tainis, as the Sefurna says, people are rebelling against me. They have my leadership. Therefore, I don't have achrayis to them. Asher alkin, I can't provide balser. Al Derech says, Ber Chaim says, by Gidon. Right? There's something, he's estranged, he's alien. They push him away. Call Yisrael. And then there's a war against the king of Ammon, and they come clapping, hello, we need you to lead the battle. What am I talking about? Yiftach HaGelodi. Sorry. Right? Yiftach HaGelodi. Didn't sleep last night. Yiftach, right? So he says, if you will place me, L'Kroish V'Kotzin, I'll be the chief, the Shoifin of Kal Yisrael, I'll accept the task of leading the Jews in battle. It's a Bangaiva, you're Donald Trump, you're running for public office, what answer is that? Nor Yiftach has to fight a battle. And he knows he needs here gewaldige Siyata Deshmaya. And Siyata Deshmaya you can only get if you're a Baal Achrayus. And you're a Baal Achrayus if you have a relationship with the people. If there's no relationship mitzad the people, and he brings Kama v'Kamarayus, which I'm not going to be married. But the Nakuda is that all negativity in life is when a person shirks responsibility. And all hatzloch in life is a person makabel on himself achrayis. Stell sich the shayla, achrayis for what? For it's achrayis for zich, for machshavat yibar mayis, etc. Aber it's a noch tiefe word. But let me tell you a word. I forgot to tell you. It's a beautiful, I saw it from Dalich HaShleime, from Shleime Zalma. When you make Kiddush Levono, there's a psalm nusach, right? Which, if you understand the basic 101 Kabbalah, this is like mamish. Not only begashmi is that the moon today is only a receptacle and it's not a luminous body and it only receives, etc., etc., and it's much smaller. And you ask the Eber to mamali pigi, but I'll be Kabbalah. This is mamish the. The Binyan Hamalchus and Geula and all the good Zachen, the Shlemus of Kal Yisrael, Tikkun Olam of etc. etc. So what do you say? Here's the Hashem Elikai, the Likai. You say it in the singular. So the Aderes, even the Rav Panovich Amir, Shlaim, he says it's a total suffering in all the Sidurim, because generally all our Nuschoyes at Tefila are always said Beloshin. Hashem Elikai Nu Velikai. I've been saying it was Elikai. Says Rav Shlaim Zalman, the Nusach Didan wants to bring out the Gemara says in Kiddushin, as we quoted the Rambam before, the Oylem Yer Odom, that he is balanced, and Kol Oylem Kuloi is balanced, right? And if you do one mitzvah, you affect not only you personally and your family and even your community, you affect Kol Oylem Kuloi to the extent that a person has to think that if there's a pgima in the Levon, which is 240 million miles away, and there's a pgima in Olimus and Attilus and Bri and Tir and Asiya, it's me, it's my Eibishter. It's totally in me. You think about it, it's like Machrias, when that's passport in Kedushas Levi, Shuva Yisrael, Ad, where's the extent of Shuva? That Ad Hashem Elikecho. That the Eibishter becomes your personal, individual Eibishter. In Sforim, it's brought from, the Baram Ash brings from his Shver, Reb David Deitch, the Bin Meirzi Gevor. By Pinchas, it says, Tach, he's given a reward, why? Tachas Asher Kinei, who's talking here? The Eibishter. So the Eibishter should have said, Tachas Asher Kinei Li. Kinei Lelikov, says Reb David Deitch, Meirzi Gevor. A person has to think that there's no one else in the entire universe except for me. Chayim Adam Loimer Bishvili Nivroi. Everything is because of me. And I have individually, Li HaKotn Shofel Dal HaNoshim, have the Kuyachim Machriya, the whole world, Akidei to Malve Pegimas Halavona, as if there's no one else alive. That's Chadal say. Therefore, the Eibishter created man, Yechidi, that a person has to think b'shvili if you right. There's a medrash which says that when the Eibishter created Adam Rishon, he brought him to Gan Eden, and he said to him, "Ru'u masay kamanoim shubochem. See what a beautiful, what a geshmaka world I've created. The chol mashe barosi lebarosi ele b'shvil chabrosi. Everything I created is only for you." Don't make sure you don't destroy my world. If you are the Marishan, you Yechidi, if you mess up, there's no one else who will remedy the situation. And therefore, says Reb Tzaddik, famous word, just like a person has to have emunah in the Bashefer, a person has to have emunah in himself. That our person does, even though you're taka vermel, right? Over what you do gives the Eibush the Tanugim and Shashuim, it shakes the world. That's why Yidin attack Bechinas Avodin, but also Bechinas Bon. The difference is an Odin, a master, can have numerous Avodin. But every single individual Jew is a Ben Yochad by the Eibush. Therefore, Kal Yisrael is compared to Harbar Zacha Kechoch V'Hashamayim U'Kechoch V'Hashamayim. Difference is a gargir of choil, a grain of sand, it's gosh. It only, when all the sands get together, something full of yom, the pasuk says. You achieve it. But a koich of every star in itself has infinite gewaldige koiches. So Kal Yisrael, there's an Indian of a tzibur, but the yochid does not get swallowed up in the tzibur. The yochid remains a yochid with gewaldige koiches. I saw from one of the Heintiger Rabbonim, Rabbi Eisenberg from Borobak, a community gevort, which is without the Zog. You think, Kal Yisrael today, there's, Baruch Hashem, after the war, after Muhammad, whatever, Vayigul Roy Beker, Vayoriz, Baruch Hashem, the Gemara says in Yevamas, Tafsam Gimel, Ein Ben David Boaz, Yichun, Rasham, Ben Aguf, Baruch Hashem, families have a lot of children. So a person has 15 children, Baruch Hashem, Ken Yerbu, right? One of the great problems today, and why there's so many Nostrim, what they call in Eretz Yisrael, Chayzrim L'Shaila, people by Aleinu, is because a child in a large family sometimes doesn't feel, I'm special. I'm just one of the crew, one of the crowd, one of 15. I get lost in the shuffle. So the person becomes an attention seeker, and a big schnitzer, and he tries to stand out, to do something unique. Well, you speak to Amol L'Gechsidim, well, whatever, Talmidim. Amol, 40, 50 years ago, after the war, you were connected to this chassidus, that chassidus, this Rosh Hashiva, this Rav, whatever. You had such kiruv pnim. You know, the Rebbe could spend so much time with you, and you saw that. When you had a few chassidim, came out, shared us a plate, or, you know. Today, you go to any chotz or any hoif of any type. There's 20,000 chassidim. 20,000 chassidim, you're not going to have l'chura, the same kiruv as Amol. So people often feel, well, this is Rabban, it's irrelevant. People feel that I'm not important now. My Zayda, my Tad have so many mufsim, and but ich been like just part of the crowd. And that destroys a person. I remember once, there was in Lubavitch, there was a Shabbos, there was 23 chassan. One Shabbos, 23 chassan, for Ufruf. And afterwards they were Fabringen, and one of the chassan, but the Fabringen was saying, you know, the Rebbe writes a letter, a michta broch, which is the same nusach every chos. The Rebbe doesn't, he just signs it like, you know, it's like he signs it himself, but it's like it's meaningless. It's just a kitzur. All 22 chassanim the next day for dollars went by the Rebbe. Right? It went by for dollars. The Rebbe gave a dollar for tzedakah for each thousand of people. So the chassanim went as one group. Each one the Rebbe gave him a bracha vatzlacha, whatever the chassanim. That one who questioned yesterday, see, the Rebbe knows whatever. The Rebbe asked him, did you get my michtu bracha yet? The Rebbe went right away. That, in other words, do you think that it's just routine? There's a person I know, Shim Glazarov, actually in Houston, Texas. Oh, Shratjorn. So he was in the olden days, from the Yudin, you know, from the 50s. But he was sitting came to New York once with one, a Gvir, a wealthy man, a donor, a philanthropist. And he says, Shimke, Shimke, in the olden days, in the 50s, there were so few chassidim, the Rebbe knew everything, what's going on. I ain't just 20 billion chassidim, how could the Rebbe keep track of? So anyway, he was very, like, angry with this guy, a chutzpah, like a thought. Anyway, by the Fabrengen later, suddenly the machshava zor of what that, between the sichas, you can sing a niggin, the break, everyone says the chayim. So Shem goes, maybe 40's right. Then today's society with so many thousands of people, the Rebbe can't keep track and know what's going on with every individual. Suddenly he feels 10,000 eyes on him. and the Rebbe is calling him. It's a shimke shimke varfa vek and marish choyer zog lachayim full of gross. The Rebbe read chas v'shalom to say. Well, I tell you stories, 100,000 stories. But the point is, very often today, one of the sorrows of our generation is people feel that they get lost in the crowd. Right? And the vort here we're saying is adarabah, that a person has to know, right, that not only are you in charge for yourself, but every yid is given a responsibility for all of Kal Yisro. And that's pshat, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, of Ayin Ches, Al ken yomer amoyishlam boyu cheshbin, al ken yomer amoyishlam biyitzram, boyu v'nachshav cheshboinah shel olam, schar mitzvah keneged, afseido, schar aveira keneged, schar aveira keneged. Stell sich der Scheile. First of all, the yit of ponim, yit of lev, both form and yit of kushat. That's the obvious kasha. What do you mean Chazal are saying that a person is mechashiv hefzid mitzvah? L'chura, we have a mission in Perkei Ovis. Al tiyuk avodim sham shel rabu gavs kabel pras. What's the sitting there making cheshbonis of the schar mitzvah? Says many form. Yit of ponim says that yit of lev. When it comes to your personal avodas Hashem, you work schar and oynish is irrelevant. You turn eved Hashem. But when it comes to Kal Yisrael, and a person knows that my action can be machriya Kal Yisrael, the chavzchus, and maybe chua vatzol cholam kulei, for this adarab is the rotzon habayra that every yid should try to see that yidin so zayin kol tuv sel lebona chayim is inervich. So that's pshat. It says boyu. There's two cheshbonos. The person has to be machshiv cheshbon atzmoi, your own internal, that your shakul. But there's also a cheshbon of the world is cheshbon, is balanced, holding on the thread, right? So a person who's moishel b'yitzrim, who's an eved Hashem, his cheshbon is zich, his cheshbon is what? Cheshbon is shel oylam, was tut sich mit der Welt. And the Kushyot of the Satan Rebbe's father, that's Pshat, the end of Shas. Halicha is oylam loy, that the given over to every individual is the halicha of the Welt. The Chakav Rebbe says, I'm married to Gavort, I'm different than Apollo, I'm married to Gavort. He says, Minigo oylam, that's not Chatzachos, but it's a beautiful word. Minigo oylam, you need a minion. So you have to count 10 people. Minion is 10, at least in the Holy Law, I don't know. Right? So, but you're not allowed to count Yidin, so what do? Apostle. The Minigo oylam is the kids are Hoshia Samech, Rain Venasim Ad oylam. So he says, it's a beautiful word. He says, Kumto is the 10th guy who brought the Shechina, called Asorah, Shechinta Sharia. What word do we use to bring to denote this fellow who brought the Shechina on there for the Tfilos on the Skabo, the Tilo, but Tzibur. Tzibur, by the way, is Gimatria. Rachamim Tzibur is Gimatria. Even though Tzibur is Sadiqim, Beinanim, Rishoyim, as the Tver Shleim, the Radomska brings. Over the Koyach, who brought this Ashroyas Ashchina, that Tfilos called this to be heard? The 10th guy. Therefore, what word do we use to denote Mr. 10? Oilam. Right? There's a famous word from the Maggid of Mezrich, once Erev Pesach, by Bir Chometz, he said, Kol chamiro v'chamiyo de'iko. All the Chometz and the Sa'ir that are in my heart, the Yitzahara, the Samachmem, the Me'ikim L'shchina, whatever. Right? Yeah, where does this come from? Chamiro v'iko is all Bershusei. I have the power to mevatel the Chometz, the Yitzahara, from Gantz Welt, and that it should be Ka'afra Da'ara. And I'll read the Loshen of Rabbeinu Yoinu in Shari Tshuva. V'dak in his chayiv hanivro liyis tzir nemon ve'evet maskil b'chomulechas avoydes adoyin. V'apoyul hanemon, a true, trustworthy servant of Hashem, yimahir b'melachtoi v'yashkiach hamulechas poyul of chaveru. In other words, a person doesn't only care about himself, but he has responsibility. Very often, people shirk responsibility. Everything has to be done, you know? So everybody says to anybody that, you know, the expression goes, right? And there's a skon, you know, the guy went to Koil for 10 years and got a tuda, a smicha. Everyone has to be, you know, be oisik b'tzorach hazibur. And this is klichis neiroyim and achrayis atzuma, which is given over to every. There's a word from, and a person has to realize what is the treasures that are buried with. There's a word from the Rebbe Zusha. Pasuk says, "Vayu kasher yorim moishe yodei v'gover Yisrael." Says the famous Mishnah in Rishon, "V'chi yodei shomayshu oisu v'chamer shemit v'chamer lemelach shekolzman she Yisrael mistakim klapei ma'ila." Says the Rebbe Zusha, when ye didn't look at their ma'ilis, therefore the meshabed libam levim shemayim and the menatzeiach of the. It's a myriad of words. Right? And many other similar rayas. Where did this sense of achrayas start from? It started from Avraham Avinu. Vehei bracha, Chazal say, al tikar bracha, ela brecha. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim played. Avraham was scared. You get bracha begashmi, this could be vayishman yeshurin, it could be koichi vayitzim yodi. A lot of disyonis in Hashirus. Or the Eibishter said, al tikar bracha, ela brecha. The lashon of the Medrash is, this is a word from the Deja Ruv. Can I say Yecheskel? Ma brecha metayer es atmeyim af atem mekarev es arachoykim metayer libam lavim shemayim. You're assuming responsibility for the tzibur. You're Avram, achoys lanu ketana, Avram she'icha. He sewed together the entire world, shemayim v'oretz, and people. And achdus of people is that which brings bracha le'mosa kodesh baruch hu, kli bracha le'yisrael el ha'sholim, right? Therefore, you're able to handle the bracha because there's a principle. I'm not scared the bracha will lead me astray because the Gemara says in Chulin that kol mazakas arabim ain't chet baal yod. And later, I have no time to elaborate. This happened by Matan Torah. We formally accepted not ubo kulam birvisyachad nasa v'nishra amruka echad by Matan Torah. Yidden accepted achrayas for each one for the other. There's an interesting vort. I have no time to elaborate. This is what I want to speak about today. There's a Zeri Yitzchok, beautiful vort, who says, how did the Eibishter's Mekadosh call Yisrael by Matan Torah? Through what? Through Shtar, through Torah. Stell sich der Scheile. The Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Pei Zayin, if a person cannot be Megarish, he can't divorce two wives with one get, even if their names are identical. Why? Because it says, because of law, say for Krisus, law v'loy lo ulechavertu. Since we're makish yitzir lavoye, so we compare. So you can't marry two women with the same shtar. So how did the Eibishter? How did he what? Marry Kal Yisrael kiddushin through one Torah. The 600,000 Samachrimi people is the Charei Yidin or Kiish Echad Belev Echad, which helps me understand why when Moshe Rabbeinu heard Anoichi Beloshin Yochid that the Eibishter is addressing every Yid, right? Yeah, independently, separately. Every Yid is a Velt, right? Every one of us is a Velt. And by every one of us, it says, Anuichi b'loshen yochid, and Anuichi, the Gemara says in Shabbos, is Nutrikun, and no nafshi ksovis yahovis, the Eibishter, atem lechim. You're taking the Eibishter who is Ein Sof, who's Lamailim Zid of Hagbol, who's Lamailim Razman, Lamailim Ramokim, and everyone is granted those gewaldige, infinite koichos. And therefore, Torah was given on Shabbos, because Shabbos is Ma'achet Kal Yisrael. For a rabbin, there's this Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Almo. Therefore, Shabbos is Begimatria, is Nutrikun, B'Yoyim Moititz in Schorei, as I've discussed many, many times. Because Shabbos is Achdus, Matan Torah is Achdus. By the way, Anuichi is also Rosh Tevis, Amira Ni'ima, Ksiva Yehiva, as the Gemara says. Right? Which from here we learn that when a person says, By Matan Torah, others for him say that Yidin accepted Achrayis, Arvus. The Churah Din is the Churah Shemish, but this for him asks, you have to make a Kinyan. Where was the Kinyan for Arvus? Hello? The answer is Amira Legavoyas, Kumasiros Lehedyan. By Yidin saying it, that's what we learn from Anoichi. Therefore, you find the word from Kiva Eger, actually, it's a Meridic word. It says in the Tzovim that when Yidin heard that the Meya Klolois Choser Shtayim, 98 calls. Who could put up with this? Right? So the Moshe was Mephaisim. The Yisurim are not fair. How is he Mephaisim? The Yisurim are not ruin. Right? What's going on here? So Bekiva Eger is Medaik. What's 100 minus 2? It could have said 98. And the Mainav committed if it's 98, not 97, 98, 99. Why are there 98 calls in Mishneh Torah? Because it's double the 49 calls in Parshas B'chukosi. What is the difference? Rav Eger says, in Parshas B'chukosai are the brachas and kolos for the avodas Hashem of a person as a yuch. Now we repeat it in Dvorim to the Dor HaNichnos. Dafkin Eretz Yisrael is the emissary, the Maral says, the Avinezer famously says in the Shuvah Yerideh, the emissary, the Indian of Eschaivas, the Gemara of the Hedron, for Oynesh of Arvus, starts when you enter Eretz Yisrael. God, there's a drashas from Sefer, Kaf Achas Melei Yazov, the Gemara said in Chagigo, a Kaf of Kodesh, you put in 1,000 mustard seeds. The fact that it's in a kaf of kedusha, it's mitzar of all the disparate pieces becomes one. Mash enki in a kaf of chol. Where is the kaf of kedusha in the world in Mokim? Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael is truly miyachid the Jewish people, and therefore the emes achrayus for arvus starts when you go across the yard. This, you know? But the process of Yidin were Makabel Dafka by Sinai. So in Mishnah Torah, there's 98 kolos, which is double. Therefore, I now understand the Chazal. It says in Medrash, say Chazal, which is Koshim Kegidin, Ze Arvus. Why is Arvus Koshim Kegidin? Because the person could say, Dayeni Lahitzius Atzmi Minadin. I now got to worry not only about me, I got to worry about you and all these other people. There's a double amount. I'm responsible not only for myself, but for others. Says Moshe, there's only way it could be. Because and therefore, it could only be that a person accepts responsibility for another Yid. And these are the Dvorim, Kashim Kegidim. Right? Yidin said Nasa v'nishma. Right? Anyway, that's Pshat, going back to our parsha. Re'ei. You want to know all these nutrikanin? Well, we accept the arvos and the afrikovos galvis, amir and imrik sivin hiva. This is only if you look at it. You see the nutrikan. And it says, re'ei loshin. This is Yoker said this, Chusayfer said this, all the svarim. The Eibishter is saying, the bracha of the kolos are not given now. They can be given a parashas kisovi. But now we're telling a yid, re'ei, you, Yankel, individual. Anoichi from Anoichi Rei Anoichi Rosh Hadibris Mikanchi Yisrael Areivim Zelozeh. Therefore, Anoichi was said Beloshin Yochid V'chulu V'chulu V'chulu. I'm endowing every Yochid with the ability that you could change the Lifneichim. What happens to the Klal, to the Tzibur, to the community? When Hayoyim Bracha Ukola. There's a vort from the Chafetz Chaim. A moody thing about which I always chazer over. It says Limanatim. We can pass. The Yetzahara comes, the Melech Zakan Exil comes to Fadrei a person the cup. And either he overwhelms him, right? There's so much to learn, so much to do. How could I, a little nobody, a venerable, how am I going to just, it blows my mind. I can't do it. Not for me. And you know what? I would love to be a good Jew and whatever, but as they say in America, why push off to tomorrow, to today, to tomorrow, where you can push off the day after tomorrow? I'll get there. One day I'll be old, I'll be out of work, my teeth won't work, nothing works, I'll be a good boy. Right? And you know what? A person gets to her and says, it's like a guter zacha, a gewaldige mitzvah. Die das son, svelt tzadikim in the world, svelt askonim, svelt rabbonim, let someone else do it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, a yid has to think to himself, right? You're only going to live today. Who says what? Life is spelled L-I-F-E, inside of every life is a big if. Who knows what will be tomorrow? And number one. Number two, you're learning this Mishnah, this Blat, this Maimah, whatever. At the don't get overwhelmed, or doing this mitzvah, there's only this daf in all of Shas. This Mishnah. The Shas, I'm doing this mitzvah, nothing else exists. And you know what? In the whole world, there's nobody that Eibishter has in his world except for me. Nobody else. You can't rely on anybody. I'm a yochid by lam. That's it. How does a yid reach as a darga? V'hoyu hadvorim. Which dvorim? This plot. Asher anoichi mitzavcho. You, not Shmerel, not the rabbi, not the rav, not the grebbe, not you. Right? When? Hayoyim. That's pshat re'ei. You, individual. Anoichi, I've endowed you with this koyach of anoichi. When? Hayoyim. And therefore you're able, once your oisik was chasodin with the tzibur, that's taka mitzvah, that the peiris you eat in Olam Hazeh, this chusar rabim, this char mitzvah, the akarim, kayemes, loyal Olam Hazeh. We're not talking about the brachas and or curses, that'll be later in Parshas Kisovei. We're saying now a yid has to recognize that you have the ability to transform the klolos into brachas, and then you have a karen kayemes, loyal Olam Hazeh. And therefore I understand, just let me finish up. Later on, Mamet Behemshech, the Lisasu Kechol Asher Anachnu Uysim Poyayim Ishkol Yosher Be'enav. Right? Kilei Vosem Ad Atal Amluchol Anachnu. That's Eretz Yisrael, I said before. Eretz Yisrael is Ma'achid. That's the Mitzvah of Arvus Adav in Israel says. So the word from the Katamon Arav, the Beis Halachmi, Mehritik Vort. I've said this in the past. Mehritik Vort. Sharf Vort. He says, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Ovar Kotzir Kolakayitz Vadai Vanachnu. There's a word from the Shalokosh who says that by Yosef when they sold him down the drain, Avol Hashemim Anachnu Al Achinu Asher. We heard someone crying out and we didn't do anything, right? The Shalom says there's five consecutive words with the start of the letter Aleph, which merames on the Sheishas Aleph Vishnin to have Almo at the 6,000 years, and we're still in this bitter gulos. Why? We don't hear. That's when there's Pirud in Kol Yisrael. Ovar, Kotzir, Kolva, Kayitz, and you know what the problem is? That is Anachnu, Loshen Rabim, rather than Ani, one, Amek, Ishechot, Belevechot, that's Vandayin Lunishot. Therefore, we haven't. So said the right? That's Legal, Sasu, Gechol, Asher, Anachnu, plural, Oizamayev, in the Midbar before you go to Eretz Yisrael. The way to bring Geula, the way to go to Eretz Yisrael, and the MS, the way that a Yid secures a Ksivah, Ksivah, Toivah, Al-Tam, Tiv, Mayrach, for all the Sifrei Musar, the Alter from Kelm, and everybody. How does a person have bitochen that he'll get a Ksivah, Ksivah, Toivah? If a person knows himself, if a person forgets about himself a bit, M'chodesh El, Stokka T'Yelonuki, and gets involved in Tzorchei Tzibur and helping other people, right, and you become into the gedder of Rabbim Tzrichim Lui, that you're an essential asset to others, to the community. In that schar itself, I said before, Tzibur is Gimach Rachmim, Gimach Hibur Avon B'Yankiv, and as all the Musas for him say, in that schus, each of us is endowed with a Ksiv Vachim Tzibur.
The brakes are off.